This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday mistakenly referred to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as President Putin before correcting himself at the NATO summit in Washington.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
President Putin.
He's going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it.
Biden has been under intense scrutiny in recent days and has faced doubts, including from members of his own Democratic Party, about his reelection chances after a weak and faltering performance in a debate. Israel is ordering all Palestinians to leave Gaza's largest city, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israel's ordering all Palestinians to leave Gaza City in the north as bombardments escalate throughout the besieged territory. Israel says it's pursuing Hamas fighters who are regrouping in parts of Gaza that had been targeted earlier in the war. Israel's heavy strikes throughout Gaza in recent days, which have killed dozens of people, could be aimed at increasing pressure on Hamas during negotiations for a ceasefire. U.S., Egyptian and Qatari mediators are meeting with Israeli officials in Gaza for talks trying to push through a deal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials say the U.S. is now considering abandoning efforts to reinstall the pier that has been used to get badly needed humanitarian aid to starving Palestinians. The White House and the Defense Department say the pier will cease operations, quote, soon, but will not specify timing. The initial plan earlier this week had been to reinstall the pier for a few days to move the final pallets of aid onto the shore and then permanently remove it. But rough seas have prevented the reinstallation. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X,